Well, it's time to talk NRL with our man, Pano. Big weekend happened and another bigger game even ahead of us. How are you this morning, mate?
Mate, I'm absolutely fabulous and I can see through the airwaves that you're sitting there in your jeans and your T-shirt relaxing. What sort of a program manager dresses in such a slobby fashion, my friend?
A very relaxed one. Mate, tell us the grand final, in your humble opinion, where was it won?
I got to say, I think it was won in the first 15 minutes. It came down to the 50-50 calls in that first 15 minutes. They all went the way of the Storm. You know what happens when you give the Storm some possession and some field position? They're going to kill you every time. And, mate, they quite literally ran through the Penrith side. Penrith a little bit inexperienced, I thought.
Yeah, I always felt that the lack of grand final experience was going to pay against Penrith, especially because Melbourne are so very experienced. And you're right, the Panthers, they didn't help themselves, but all those calls early on in the game, I tell you what. What about Ryan Pappenhausen? Was he deserving of the Clive Churchill medal, in your opinion?
Not only was he deserving of it, he was absolutely brilliant in my opinion, and the longer the game went, the better he got, as per his 2020 season, mate. How good are the scouts there down at the Storm? You lose Billy Sialata Slater and you find a Papa. Mate, that is absolutely brilliant. I've got to say, I thought Smith was fabulous. You know, had a great game. We spoke about the props. Ken Bromwich and Kafusi in the back row, I thought, were the real engine room for the game. They were the guys that both delivered 80 minutes of football, and they really did set up that win because nobody got through them. Not one tackle through either of those two boys.
Just a quick reminder to West Tigers fans, Josh Adokar, Ryan Pappenhausen's, they were both in the Tigers den and they were both let go to the Melbourne Storm. Can you believe it?
Somebody needs an uppercut and they need it right now. Whoever let go of Pappenhausen is an absolute fool, I can tell you. That boy has been showing talent since he was 12 years of age. Why they've done that is beyond me. Do you know who let him go? It was Ivan Cleary, my friend.
Wow, talk about a decision coming back to bite you.
I thought I'd throw the irony of that one in there, mate.
And, mate, now we need to look forward to State of Origin. We don't ordinarily get to enjoy it at this time of year.
No, we don't. Look, I got two views on this. I am very much looking forward to it. I think it'll be a cracking series. I like the fact that it's played week on week in, and that to me is the way that it should be played. I think it should be a two-week standalone game, you know, where you just play State of Origin. The only disappointing part is we're taking the game to Adelaide. Why? I just don't understand in this day and age, in these times, why we're letting a major event like that out of our home states of New South Wales and Queensland. It just doesn't make sense to me, but look, that's the way it is and that's where we're headed to.
Cold hard cash, that's what talks the talk, isn't it, mate?
I think so, mate. I think that the South Australian government have put up a couple of bob and that has just, you know, made a decision. I guess they're also chasing some TV ratings down there, which is, you know, not a dumb thing to do, but gee whiz, you know, at the expense of us. Yeah, not real happy about that. Look, the interesting thing to note for me in this clash is that the Queenslanders have chosen to let Kevvy Walters concentrate on his club duties, and now they've gone for Wayne Bennett. They've teamed him up with Mal Meninga, two very successful morons. I mean, Maroons. yeah, there was a joke in there. It was a pretty bad joke. Well, it was almost a dad joke. But look, they are very, very clever men, and they know how Queenslanders play football. So, and I'm sure they'll be able to rev them up. But I tell you what, this New South Wales side is absolutely brimming with talent. They are right across the board. Their reserves will be brilliant. Mate, they're going to have five guys that miss out that are very, very unlucky. Who takes the fullback's position? I mean, is Tedesco going to be right? If he isn't, does Pappenhausen get it? You know, I would actually pick Pappenhausen now ahead of Tedesco.
Oh, mate, you're scaring me because every time it looks like New South Wales have got the absolute wood on Queensland, that's when they like to ambush us.
We've got the secret weapon. We've got the weird, the wonderful, and the very wacky and zany guidance of Brad Freddie Fittler. The bloke's completely off his head, but he's got that element of something about him that adds to the New South Wales side. He adds to the mystique of the game. Mate, I can't see New South Wales losing a game in this, to be honest.
That's me knocking on wood. What's your tip, mate?
Okay, the tip this week is crow and some delicious pie. I wrote the Storm off 10 weeks into the season, and in retaliation, they plated up a cold serve of Panther pie, and I will humbly eat it right now, my friend.
No worries, mate. We'll look forward to talking some Origin next week when you join us, as always.
And thank you very much, folks, for talking NRL with me and the Bear. And don't forget, enjoy your footy.